to Nun Gimel Amit Beis. It's hot. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin Shem Mochalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Oso Adam. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mochel Shol? And the Adam, Rashi says, of Nov Irak Yorak Kohanim, that he killed out all the Kohanim because they helped David. Shemeyamar U'mochar Ato Uvanecho Imi. When he brought up Shmuel, so Shmuel told him, tomorrow you're going to be with me, you and your children, meaning they're going to be killed in the battle. What's imi? Imi b'mechitzasa. You'll be together in my mechitza here, meaning in Gan Eden. Omer Abba, iiko de mashal lehu lebnei Yehuda, de daiki lishna, ma'abrim tnan o ma'abrim tnan, akuzo tnan o akuzo tnan, yadi. So he said, if somebody would ask, we said before that Bnei Yehuda medayik in their lashon. So if we'd ask one of them what the proper version of the Mishnah is, with an aleph or an ayin, and also there's another Mishnah in Bechoros. So Rashi brings it down. So Rashi. Aloso oven de novi rakohanim. Ato vanecha imi Shmuel ka amr lishol kishelo al yedei balasov. Akuzu tnan o achozo the Bechoros gabi mumim tnan. She'ein lo ele beya achas, an animal that has only one testicle, harezem mum. So that's a mum, and it's possible for a korban. Rabbi Akiva Omer Moshivin Oso al akuzo, you put it on its behind, umemayich im yesh beya acheretz, and you feel to see maybe there's another testicle that hasn't descended. Sofalotzis, and it's going to eventually descend. Akuzo agvoso v'chein achozo. Achuzo means it's behind. So it can be written with an aleph or with an ayin. Yadi ha'yodim. So if we could ask them which girsa, they were medayik bilshonam, so they were very careful to know what girsa was right in the Mishnayos. So if somebody could ask one of Bnei Yehuda, we'd know what the right girsa was. Shalinu v'amrilei. So they asked them, and what was the answer they got? Ikedetani ma'abrim. The answer they got was that it's a famous joke like that, that there was a terrible machlokis in the shul, what the minig was, went to say Hoshanas, after Shachris, after Musaf. So they came up to fist fights. So they decided that they're going to ask a person who was there when the shul started, 80 years before. A 90-something-year-old guy, and they went to an old age home, and they said to him, do you remember, right, when the shul started, right, what was the minig when it came to Hashanahs? He said, yeah, we used to have fist fights. So yeah, the same thing. What's it called? They said, if we'd ask them, we'd know. When they said, well, yeah, that was a machu. There's two different opinions. One says ma'abrim, one says ma'abrim. Ika detoni achuzo, v'ika detoni achuzo with an ayin. Bnei Yehuda d'daiki lishna mahi. What is this inyan? We said that Bnei Yehuda were so careful the way that they spoke or whatever. What does that mean? Dahu gives some examples. Dahu bar Yehuda, the Omer lahu talish yesh li limkor. There was a person from Yehuda who said he had a talis to sell. Omer lei my gavin talisecha. What color is it? Omer lahu kitardin ale adama. So he was very medayik. Exactly what color? It was like. Tardin is what? It's a spinach? Well, that's what it is today, but it's... What does it say there? Anything? Selic. English, anybody? Selic. Selic is beets. So it's going on the leafy part of the beet. It's like... It was like Tardin alei adama. Right, okay. Baruch Shikivanti. Okay, Rashi... Kitardin al adama. Yurak rekes hoisuk et seva yereka oritz. It was green like the vegetation with the background of the ground. So he was medayik very much exactly what green. Not stam, he didn't say just green. It's an exact green and with what background. Bnei Golil delo daiki lishna mahi. What's an example of Bnei Golil who weren't medayik in their lashon? Dahu bar Galila dehaviko ozel. There was a person from the Galil who was traveling through. Amar Lahu, Amar Laman, this is what Rashi's Girsa. He said, who has an Amar? So, and the Marsha's Girsa was Amar Laman, Chamor Laman. said two things. One Amr with an Aleph and the other one with a Ches. So Amru Lei Glila Shota, you foolish Gliloi. Chamor Lemirkov or Chamor Chamor Lemishte. Are you looking for a Chamor to ride or are you looking for wine to drink? It wasn't clear. According to Rashi, the Aleph wasn't so clear. He said it twice and they weren't sure if he meant an Aleph or an Ayin or a Ches. According to the Marsha, he said both, Aleph and Ches, and they weren't sure if the Aleph was an Ayin, and the Ches was in a donkey or wine. Chamor lemirkov, or chamor lemishte. Amor lemilbash, or imor liskasot. Are you looking for a garment to wear, or are you looking for a sheep to slaughter? So he was very unclear. He didn't enunciate what he was saying clearly, and they didn't know what he was talking about. Rashi, Omar Emer Laman, Midaber B'Sofer Rafa, he spoke very softly, not clearly. Velo Pirish Ha'os, he didn't enunciate the letter, Ve'eno Nikarim Amor, Im Chamor, Im Imor. So Rashi said, wasn't sure, was it an Ayin, a Ches, or an Aleph? Amor Lamilbash, Lasos Begodim. Did you want, cloth to make clothing? Imr liskasor a selishvad or a sheep to slaughter. Okay. Hahi itso the boy of the maimer lechaderta toy de uchla chelba. There was a woman, obviously from the Galil, since it's bringing down cases where the people from the Galil weren't medai. She wanted to tell her friend, "Come, I'd like to give you some milk." So amra la shluchti instead of chavrusi. She said, Shluchti Tuchlich Lavi. So, let's see Rashi. She said, what's it called? That I'm going to feed you to a lion, a lioness. Toy de Uchlechelba. Hoysa Rotzalomer, boy vochlecha cholav. Come and I'll give you some milk to drink. The Einam Afareshes Lachto Chatevo Zumizu. And she didn't speak clearly to separate the words, so it all came out, run on together. So she said it where the words were run on. She wanted to say, my friend, the beis, people who are connected, intertwined. She wanted to say, my friend, one I'm intertwined with. Instead, she said, shluchti. Tuchlech lavi, klala, mashmash, tochel chalavi. So she said, instead of shaluvasi, she said shaluchasi, shalosh and klala, and she said, may a lioness eat you. Right? That's what it sounds like. Instead of, I want to give you some milk to drink. Okay. Hahi itza da ashila kameh de daina. Woman came in front of the dayanim. Amralei mori kire tifla havishli the ganvuch min. The kadu havas dechad shadru lachilayu lamati karay cha'ara. What's it called? She meant to say Rashi, Mori kiri velotzeromar kiri with a kuf. Nice, we don't have such a diuk either in our lashon. We don't make a difference between a kuf and a kuf, right? In fact, I saw once a dikduk sefer, I think from Taimonim. They make a difference between a kuf and a kuf. He said that if you don't make a difference, then when you say kinim tases ateva, right, so you're putting lice into the teva, right, because if you don't know how to make the difference between a kuf and a chaf, it all sounds the same. But the lice for us, it does sound the same. So she wanted to say, my master, kiri is a master, with a kuf, kiri vahu adon, v'omra kiri vahu evid. Kiri with a chaf means a slave. So she said to the dayan, my master, the slave. Tifla Havali wrote Salomar Tavla. She wanted to say that she had some kind of a Tavla is a square kind of kli. What does he say?
Tablet.
Okay. Havali Vaamra Tifla Vihi Kora. Instead of a tablet, she said I had a beam. Okay. Viganvuch min. She wanted to say wrote Salomar Ganvua Mimeni. She wanted to say they stole it from me. They stole my tablet. Va'amra ganvuch min, the mashma shiganvu sadai, and instead she said ganvuch min, which means that somebody stole you. Speaking to the dayan, she said, "My master, the slave, I had this big beam, and somebody stole you." That's what it came out. And she also said, "Vikadu havi," and she wanted to describe the tablet how big it was. So she said, "Vikadu havis tachishad rulachiloi lomachin karachara." Right? Gidol lahoisa kolkach shimotchin oscha aleha lahu raglecha nogos baoris. Right? She wanted to say that it was so big that if you spread it out, it would, what's it called? It would not reach the ground. But instead, she said, if you spread you on it, the judge, your feet wouldn't hit the ground. So it was a sound of shtuyos harbe, a lot of ridiculous things that it sounded like she was saying when her intention was to say something else. The kadu mashma ashav. Kadu means now. Uboyalomar v'chadein havas. That's what it was. V'od shoysa maskeres tli of the diet. She mentioned not that if you hung the thing, but if you got hung, your feet wouldn't reach the ground. So because she didn't speak clearly, right, the message didn't get out.
Okay. In Yehuda and Golda Leis were speaking Aramaic.
The Charia. That's Mashmi. That time of Chazal, the Charia, the Shuli, when in Eretz Yisrael they spoke in Aramaic. Amasa de Rebbe, Rebbe's famous shivcha. He havas mishtoi b'loshen chachma. She used to speak in loshen chachma. Loshen chachma means in hints, very wise hints. And the mepharshim will explain why they had to speak in hints in each of these specific cases. Why didn't they say what they had to say? Amra hachi. She say the following. Alos nakfas bekad, the ladle is hitting the bottom of the barrel. Yidon nishrayel likineon, let the eagles go back to their nest. What she wanted to say is, time to go home to the yeshiva bachur. Right, the wine's finished, the ladle's already hitting the bottom of the barrel, there's no more wine to drink, nothing more to eat, so time to leave. But she didn't feel it was covered to say to a bunch of B'nai Torah, right, go home. So she hinted to them they would get the message themselves. Okay. Remember we used to have guys in yeshiva, I used to be the dormitory supervisor, guys were in my apartment all the time. And whenever I wanted them to leave, I started to take off my tie. And they knew that was a sign that it was time to go. Okay. So obviously, as you see, it's not so posh just to tell people to get out, just give them a hint. The kad havi boy the lace phone, when she wanted them to stay, right? Let's see, Rashi. Alos shein kli shidolim bo yayin min hachavi, some kind of ladle that they take wine out of the barrel. Memalin hakosos, and from that ladle they fill up the it's like a little pitcher, I guess, that they poured the wine from the barrel into the cups. Nakfis bekab and nakefis bechavis. It's hitting the bottom of the barrel. Kolomer kvar kolah hayayin nogeh betachtis hachavis. The wine's not there anymore. It's hitting the bottom of the barrel. Yidu nishrayi v'kinyan. Yelchu tamidul batein. Let the students go home. Kolomer yitzaku sudason shein odyayin. Time to go home. Finish the meal. Meal's finished. Goodbye. And then when she wanted them to stay, havi amr lehu yaadi boser chaverta mina. The tisket the alos the kad ki ilfa da ozla biyama. Rashi. So she said that just the opposite. The ladle is floating on the wine like a boat on the sea. In other words, there's plenty more to come. Let's have a seat and let's start eating. Yadi boser chaver to mina. Nasir megofes chavis acheres venim zogot. Let's open another barrel and give you more to drink. The tisket the alos the kad take sofa alos the kad bereva. And then the ladle will float on top of the wine. Ki'ilfa b'yama kaniya hatzofa b'yam. Like a boat that's floating on the sea. Tiskefi kamo akfu yodayur b'chagiga, kamo kofa tohoma desuka. Tzof, something that floats, is called kofa. Tzofa tohom va'ala. The tohom floats and rises up. So that's called kofa. Okay. Rabbi Yossi bar Asyan. Rav Yossi bar Asim, when he would want to hint something in a chachma dika hint, Omar, he used to say the following: Asay li shor b'mishpat, right? Make me an axe just in justice. So what was he hinting to? What's it called? Tardin, Tired in his beets. Yeah? So he said, make me some beets. So he didn't want to say it openly, right? Because he would look like a Ravson, Marsha says. He'd look like a guzzler, right? So he didn't want to ask openly for the food. So he said, the Anaf Yosef, says, he wanted to hide that he was, you know, asking for food. So he said it in a chachmadik way that he wouldn't be, look like a glutton. Bitor miskein, and do it in a, what's it called, in a mountain that's poor. So that mountain that's poor is chardal, because a tur is a mountain in Aramaic, and a har in Hebrew, and har is close to char, and miskein is dal, so it's chardal. It was like, what's it called, the charades, right? So he wanted some beets with mustard. So, but he, what's it called, said it in a hint. The kad havishol bushpiza, when he would ask about a landlord or a host, Omar Hachi, and the Marsha says, why do you have to hide his words when he's asked about the host? Because he was also asking about the hostess, and to ask openly wasn't proper. So he did it in a hint. What was the hint? Hachi, gvar pum dein chai, ma ze tova yesh. So gvar is ush, ish is ush. That's like ush from ush piece. Pum dein is pi ze, right? Pi ze, ush pi ze. Ma ze tova, how is he good or not? How's the host? So he said it in this way. Gvar pum dein, right, is chai, is ush pi ze, ma ze tova, is he good or not? Rashi. The Lashon Chachma, Shalom Yavino Acherim, spoken hints so not everybody would understand what was going on, except the person who had to take care of his needs. Shor Mishpat Tar Din, Tor Din, Shor Tor Mishpat Din. So Shor Mishpat is Tar Din. Betur Miskan Hardal is Chardal, is mustard. Mishael Bushpiz, a Shoel Ovrei Drachim Beinin Ushpazichna. He asked people passing by about where there's a host, where there's an inn or whatever, and like the Marsha says, he wanted to know about the man and the woman, whether they were okay to go stay by them. So he would say it in a hint, Kvar Pum Dein Chai, Ush Pi Ze Chai. Ush Kemo Ish, Pum Kemo Pi, Din Kemo Ze. So that was ended up to be Ushpizichna. Mazu Tobiyesh, Klamar Kamatovlo. Is a good host, is a good hotel or not? Rabbi Avo, ki havi mishtoi v'loshen chochma, when Rabbi Avo would want to hint something, so he would say, Omar Hachi, asrigu lepechomim, right, make the coals hot, like an esrig, like, even though esrig's yellow, but it means, what's it called, really bright red coals, right, burning coals are like a yellow flame. So heat them up, right? Arkiul is a havin, but also lishnei megidei baalota. Right, he wanted to make him something hot on the coals. Rashi, asriguli pchamim arkiul is a havin. Heviru es apachamim lios adumim keesrog. They should be red, but again, it doesn't mean red. It means bright yellow, right? Like a real red hot coals. Right, put the real hot coals on the oven so we can cook something. Right, spread them out. The ones that were red like gold. Megidei balata tarnigolim hamodiyin avonos halayla. So megidei balata are the ones that tell the secrets of the night. That's chickens, roosters that get up in the morning and crow and uncover the sins of the night. So he meant heat up the oven and put some chicken on. And the same reason he had to do it, shouldn't look like a glutton. Ikad Amri, the Yasuli Bohen, Shnei Magide Ba'alata. And some say that with the Pechamim, make me two Magide Ba'alata, two chickens. Amr le Rabbana and Rebavo. Hatspinenu Hechon Rebeloi Tzofim. Hatspinenu means show us where Rebeloi is hiding. Rebeloi didn't show up that day to the Beis Medrash. So they went to Rebavo and they said, show us where Rebeloi is hiding. Amr Lohan, so they say, he said to them, I'll tell you why he didn't show up. Olatz Benara Aharonis Achronis Ironis Vahanirosa. He, what's it called, spent the night with a young girl who was Aharonis. We'll see if that's she was a Kohanis. We'll see what that means. Aharonis Ironis Rashi. That means he got remarried. He, what's it called? His wife died, and he married a new young wife, and she kept him up. What's it called? So he didn't come to davening that day. Hatspinenu harenu, show us. Lashon Sophia alichos besa. Safun haya mischave, he was hiding. Tlo haya yodim atalmidim lehechon haya, they didn't know where he was. Vayu shoali minenu. Olatz benara haronis achronis ironis lahani raso. Simach alayla benara haronis. Ve'achshav hu yashin. He's sleeping late because he was up all night with this young woman, his new young wife. So the Gemara says, Amri lo isha. Some say that they're referring to a new wife that he got married to. Right? Rashi, Aharonis Bas Kohen. I don't know if there's no gaya that she was a Bas Kohen, but in any case, she was a Bas Kohen. Aharonis, Mesa Ishto, right? Rishona, Vizu Achrona. A second wife, said his first wife died. Ironis, Valaschein. She was a charming woman. Vicharifa, Ka'odam Eir. Right, she was like a way. She was not only charming; she also was very sharp. And you also lohay yochalisha. He couldn't sleep. She kept him up all night. So that's why he is not around. The Amri la Masechta. Some say it's referring to a Masechta. So here by Chazal, they got the same pleasure out of a Masechta as a new wife. What's Masechta? Aharonis Meseder Kodshim. Rashi says Aharonis means he was learning Kodshim. Some Masechta in Kodship, Avodas Aaron Achronis, seeing Acheres Nischa Bazu. He finished one Masechta and started a new one. Ironis Amuka V'Chamura. That was a really deep sugya. Umorer slept there. It kept him up all night. So he was sleeping late now in the morning because he was up all night learning a new Masechta in Kodship. And the Marsha says Aronis refers to Taharis, not Kodship. And Achronis is the last Seder. He was finishing off the Shisha Sedarim, and he was learning Taharis. And Taharis is very deep, so it kept him up all night. Okay, Amri le Rabbi Loi. They said to Rabbi Loi, Hatspinenu Hecha Rabbi Avo Tzofer. They said to Rabbi Loi, tell us where Rabbi Avo is hiding. Amri lehu lohen nisyayitz b'machdir, v'hin giv l'mefiboshes. So he said to them, B'loshen Chachma, he asked advice from the Machtir, like today the Muchtar, the what's it called, the chief. Okay? And he went to the south, to the Chachamim in the south. So what does that mean? Who did he ask? Nisyayitz B'Machtir, Notel Rishus Minasi. He went to ask Rishus for the Nasi. Machtir Al-Shem Shinosin Rishus Lismov. The Kroso Rebbe, he went to get smicha. U'me'oz v'hala hu kisar lios muhtar likoy Rebbe mumchel rabbi. V'imtoa lo yishalim. He got smicha. He was considered a mumchel rabbi. If he made a mistake, he wouldn't have to pay. That's what the smicha meant over there. He could be a dayan, and if he made a posek, and if he made a mistake, it was considered a professional mistake. A person who's not professional makes a mistake, he's posheya. So he has to pay. He passed that something straight for whatever, or he passed that somebody loses money or whatever it was, and they went and they destroyed it, and then it turned out it was kosher, so he has to pay from his pocket. If he's not a professional, he doesn't have to pay. The Hignir, the Hidrim Halach Lodz Dorim, the Fivoshes, the Pnei Zikne Dorim, people in the Dorim were known to be very Chachamim, and the Dorim was Mesugal for Chachma, because that's where the menorah was in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, on the south side. Shein chachamim ma'od, al-shem shehi, haya mifiboshes on gadol, karli hachim. She called mifiboshes, because mifiboshes was also, what's it called, mevayish, k'nei David ba'alachi. It was an extra big Talmud Chacham, mifiboshes. So he used him as a euphemism for he went to the south by the Talmidei Chachamim there. And the Tzemach Gom says that who was he Messiah? He was Messiah with Rabbi Yochanan, and he went to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Gamliel in the south. Okay. Om Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, nobody ever got the better of me, except three times. Once a woman, a boy, and a girl. Isha mahi, where does the woman get the better of him? So one time I was a guest in somebody's home, or in an inn, and Osili Pulin, she made me beans. It's the first day, they were really good. So I finished them all up. I didn't leave anything over. Shnia, and the reason, I think the Marsha says he did that, is because, yeah, he wanted to show that they were good. He wanted the Balabasta to know that he appreciated. If he left them over, she would think that, that's what he thought, she would think that that he didn't like them. So he wanted to praise her. The biggest praise is eat what you're served, right? That actions speak louder than words. You eat it, and you know it's good. Shnia v'lo shiarti mehen. Second day she made me the same thing, and I finished it all up. V'yom shlishi ikdichasim v'melech. The next day, she, what's it called, she put too much salt in. She burnt them with salt. Didn't mean burning really, but what's it called? When you put too much salt in, it's like they burn. Kivin shetamti moshakti yodhi mehen. Tasted some of them, I left the rest over. Amrali Rebbe, mei ma'incha soed. So she said to him, aren't you hungry? Why aren't you eating the rest of the beans? Amarti lo, kvar soadati vibod yom. Now, I ate already breakfast. He meant I ate breakfast. But it sounded to her like he already ate lunch. Okay? Didn't lie. He said, I ate already. He was referring to breakfast. She thought he wanted her to think that he ate already lunch. So Amrali, hayu lecholim shoch yodecho min apas. If that's the case, if my beans are so good, right, you should have not eaten bread. You should have just eaten the beans. Why, if you ate already, why did you eat so much bread? Obviously, you didn't eat already. Omerli Rebbe, Shem Elohi Nachto Peyav Rishonim. Right? He says, well, what's it called? Maybe the reason that you're not eating now is because yesterday, the day before, you didn't leave over something, what's it called, for the shamas, for the waiter. That's how they used to give tips. They used to leave some of the food, and the waiter would eat the leftovers. And what difference would it make? I mean, what would he benefit? Because if the waiter ate the leftovers, then the waiter would be very careful to make sure the cook made good food, because he was getting part of it. But if he didn't get the leftovers, the waiter, he didn't care couldn't care less how the cook made it. So he wouldn't be careful if the cook put too much salt in it or not. So it's to your benefit to leave over something for the waiter will be careful to make sure the cook makes it cooked. That's why today it's extra salty. She wanted to give him this hint that it's derech eretz to leave something over. And he didn't do it because he thought he was doing her a favor by eating it all, right? Jewish mother, you know, finish what you have, you know. He thought that would be more, and he didn't know this halacha. So we see the halacha. The lo kach omru chachamim, isn't this a halacha in derech eretz? Hein mishayren peyra be'ilfis, of a mishayren peyra be'kar. In the pot, you don't leave over anything over. But in the plate, the serving plate, you leave something over. You leave something for the waiter. So he got the better of her, right? She taught him a lesson. Rashi. Well, it's chani on a midvarim. Nobody got the better of me in an argument. Hikdichaso sarato. She burnt it. Kamoki eish kot. Lomer nosnobo melech yosnidai. She burnt it with salt. Ein mesharim peya beilfus. Kishashamish ma'arim in ha'ilfus. When you take the food out of the pot, Latocha ka'ara, into the serving dish, ain't derech laniach built. You don't leave anything in the pot. For what purpose do you leave things in the pot? Klum l'tzorcho. I will call echad miniach peya b'ka'ara u'mavzir l'shamish u'maychel shamish. So the shamish doesn't leave over for himself in the pot. He gives everybody, and he expects everybody to leave a little bit over for him. Okay. Tinokis mahi, what was a girl that bettered him? Pamachasisi mahalak b'derech, v'yisaderech o'veres b'sada. I was once walking through a field. V'hayisi mahalak ba. So I walked through the field. I was on a path, and the path went through a field. So I walked into the field. Amrli Tinoka, so there was a little girl sitting there in the field. So Tinoka Sachas, Rebbe lo saw the Hizu. What are you walking through somebody else's field? Isn't this a field? Amarti lo, lo derech kvushahi. No, this is a path that people have appropriated for themselves. Amrli listim kamoska kapshua. Right? Ganovim like you were the ones who made this path. In other words, the people who made the path to begin with stole the rights from the guy who owns the field. And I think the Marsha says that she didn't mean to call him a ganav. Right? She wasn't a mechutzefes. Right? What's it called? The Chassam Sofer says that Talmidei Chachamim used to walk through this field off the path because they were thinking and learning, and they were wandering around. They didn't realize where they were going. So that's what she said. Ganovim like you, other Talmidei Chachamim, who were wandering around, right, what's it called, daydreaming in learning and not knowing where they're going, they made this path. Not that they did it on purpose. But people like you, right, who were engrossed in their learning, made this into a path. So if they wouldn't have done it, there wouldn't be a path here. Tinok Mahi, what was the case of the Tinok? The young boy. Tamacha Saisi Mahalach Bederech, Broisi Tinok Yoshev al Parshas Drachim. I was walking, and I came to a crossroads, and I asked this boy, Vamarti lo beza derech neilich leir. What's the best way to get to the city? Omer li zuk tzara varuka. This one's short but long. The zu aruka tzara. This way, to go this way, it's long but it's short. So I understood that what he thought he meant was, this is the shortest way, but it's long. So and the other way is the longer way, right? So, but it's short. In other words, it's what's it called? What he was describing was two things. One is relative to how to get to the city, and the other one was that it's a far way to the city. So therefore, what's it called? Who was this? Rabbi Yeshua, yeah? Yeah. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, yeah. So he understood that the kid meant is, it's a long way to the city, but this is the shortest way. So he went that way. What happened? Kivin Shigati Leir, when I got close to the city, I saw there's no entrance into the city this way. I have to go around fields and orchards or whatever, right? It's the shortest way to the city, but there's no entrance. So you have to, after that, you have to go all the way around. So it's short, but it's long. So I had to go all the way back and go the other way. He said it's short, right? There's no entrance to the city this way. But I told you, it's long. Yeah, it's the shortest way. The shortest distance to the city is this way, but you'll never get in. You're going to have to come back. It's the longest. It's the shortest, but it's the longest way. That's what I told you. Right? He didn't kick the kid, which, what's it called? Maybe somebody else would have done. But he kissed him on the head. V'amarti lo, ashrechem Yisrael, shekulchem chachomim, gedolim, atem, gedolim atem, migdolchem ad ktanchem. All of you are so great, even this little kid. It's a smart little kid. What's it called? From the smallest to the biggest to the smallest are all big chacham. Rashi. Parshas Drachim, Derech Porish Lakan Lakan, a crossroads. Aruka Shemarech HaDerech. It's short, but it's in the end long. Uksara Shemotza Mavo Ha'ir Poni Likonish. But this way is long, but once you get there, you have an entrance into the city. So ultimately, it's the shortest way, even though it's long. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Havika Ozel Beurcha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili was traveling. Ashkechei LeBruria, and he met Bruria, Reb Meir's wife. Amar La Be'ezer Derech Nelech LeLud. She said to her, "Which is the road to Lud?" Amar Le Glili Shota. So she said to him, "You foolish Gliloi, Lo Kach Amru Chacham Al Tar Besicham Aisha." Didn't the Chacham say you shouldn't speak too much to a woman? Right? Hoya l'chalom or be'ezel l'lud. Should, why do you have to say so many words? I know that you mean the road. You don't have to say which road to Lod. You should say which way to Lod. Right? And that way you minimize the amount of words you had to say to me. She found a Talmud that was learning quietly to himself without verbalizing the words. Butchabe, so she gave him a kick. Amrale, she was obviously a very sharp woman over here. Amrale, lokach kosu varucha bechol ushmura. Okay, we'll continue this one tomorrow, but in any case, she nothing. Batashpe boatabob. She kicked him, and she told him the milas of learning out loud and not quietly.